La 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 la.
Hello, friends. Tensa 2 and 4 from Petah Tikva made a preparation. Today we will start with a clip of Rabash.
We come to study. There are 10 people here, or 9, or 11. Listen, all of them, what did they come for? I have a little desire. Let's say they have 10 grams of desire. How can 10 grams help in achieving spirituality? They say that there is a sgula, special power. If there are 10 people, one of them has 5 grams, one has 3, or 12, and they all connect into one single unit, then each one is included of all of them. It follows, according to the adhesion of the society, each and everyone receives desire from the other. And the same with bad society. It can act to one's detriment or to one's benefit. It follows that when assembling, each and every one needs to think, what do I want from this assembly? What did I come for? Either I have some goal, or this is enough for me without a goal, which is also good.
Good morning, great friends. It's a great honor to be here in the Shabbat before the great Congress. We're all gathering, each one with his small desire, but we realize that if we will incorporate with each other, we will be able to do something a lot greater. We truly want that our preparation for the lesson today will follow Rabash's words, exactly these words by Rabash. He says, when we gather, each one should think, what do I want out of this gathering? What have I come here for? What goal do I have here? This is the question for an active workshop. What do I want out of this gathering? What have I come here for? Again, what do I want out of this gathering? What have I come here for? An active workshop.
I came here to learn how to love, to emerge from the will to receive, and to promote the whole world to the qualities of love and bestowal through my ten.
Yes, to actualize the meaning of our life, which is really to start to be concerned about coming out of this place that we were born in self-love, and to incorporate and enter into the ten, to be as one man in one heart, to draw the reforming light.
Yes, the Kabbalists tell us that there is a purpose to this life. So this knowledge has come to us. And if there is a purpose, and we need to fulfill this life with regards to what it was meant for together with our teacher, there's nothing else.
Together with our ten, together with the whole world kli, we have come to us together from the Creator that He will connect our deficiencies correctly, that He will give us the right heart to demand together in the lesson.
I came to this lesson, this assembly, in order to attack the connection with the friends, an attack where at its end we want to ask the Creator to pray to Him to connect us so that we can bestow contentment upon Him.
Yes, I came because this is the only place in the world for me in which there is Rav, the group, the books that can help us and teach us how to establish the correct appeal to the Creator.
Yes, and in that attack we want to come to correction and realize the purpose of creation.
In truth, I came to enjoy the upper life out of the connection between us by attaining the upper force, out of the preparation and the commitment to study, really, how to live on the level of the meaning of life.
Yes, I came here for the truth. And this is the place where I can reach a state where I concede my in order to receive in return for something much higher, more exalted. So I understand that through me towards the whole world there needs to be a simple quality of love for everyone.
So this gathering comes out of a place where we're concerned about annulling ourselves, each one praying for the others, letting the light work on us, letting Rav work on us, connecting us together.
For there to be desire worthy of that one to discover him, we will make these efforts. Moshe.
Yes. In the end, it's in order to bring him contentment, we're asking to make an attack on the connection so that it will attach us and we will give him contentment.
Yes, the Creator created us in the will to receive. And there is a goal, like the friends said, there is a great goal, which is to bestow contentment upon Him. And we must connect together into one collective will, so as to bestow contentment upon the Creator, to allow Him to clothe in us.
In anything that we do in this gathering, we want to be in the feeling of togetherness. That's the most important, that if we intend for that, already the Creator bestows to us, already He's happy and the light is working.
Yes, and that feeling of togetherness connects us straight to the words for Bash that we heard before, there to be included of the desires of the friends. We can truly build a great, strong desire here that is worthy of receiving some measure of the light of the Creator.
We will now read an excerpt from Rav's words, which is from the booklet Preparation and Attack. It's Rav's words from 2004. Once in Sukkot with Rabash, we were in a special uplifted spirit. Suddenly the group discovered that everyone is in a single desire. There was no special connection, but nevertheless it was a single desire. So I asked Rabash, what nevertheless is missing? Rabash said, we lack the attack. That is, we should have decided that now we are going to go all the way. And it doesn't matter if in a minute we will regret it. And even if we know in advance that we're not capable of it, if at that moment we decide, it is enough. Baal HaSulam writes about it in Shamari. One is judged where he is. That means, at that moment when a person decides, that is his truth. And accordingly, he is judged. Therefore, I recommend to you, let go of all the nonsense when you are here. There is only one place, the friends, the group, a single society. You must disconnect from everything and be as immersed as possible in what you are about to do. Only inside of that. This is the attack. The attack is always delving deeper and deeper in. Hopefully it will succeed. Everything depends on you.